Hello to everyone out there on WPRB. This is Pat Byrne from WFMU. And congrats to John Solomon on another great year of 25 hours of Christmas. I have no idea how he does it, but congrats to you, sir. How about a Christmas story? Okay, sure. Here's mine. I was a young boy at one point, and it was the late 80s. I don't remember exactly what year it was, but yes, I was a child of maybe 5 or 6 years old. And to this day, I don't know what happened. I'm very puzzled by it. And this, of course, involves Santa Claus. Yes, I was driving home with my, I was a 5-year-old, maybe 6. We're still not sure. Okay, no, I was in the backseat of my dad's Ford LeBaron, no, Chrysler LeBaron. Damn it, I already screwed this up. I'm not gonna re-record it. I already tried recording this. I think this is the 4th time. Okay, I digress. I was in the back of my dad's Chrysler LeBaron in 1988, we'll say. I don't remember. But the point is, I was it was me, my sister in the back seat, my mom's in the front seat, my dad is driving. We're driving home from my abuela's house. That's Spanish for grandmother. Because in Spanish tradition, you celebrate Noche Buena, which happens, you know, obviously it's Christmas Eve. Well, I don't know if that's obvious to people, but the point is, okay, let me just start this over. We're driving home from the Noche Buena, and we've got some presents in the car, and, you know, we're it's Christmas Eve, so Christmas is yet to happen. It's like maybe like 10 or 11 at night, and we're driving on Pleasant Valley Way in West Orange, New Jersey, and we're getting close to Verona, where I grew up. And all of a sudden, we just hear like scraping on the roof. It was like a scrape, scuff, just. And my dad leans close to the steering wheel with his eyes glazed up, just saying, "Whoa, Santa! Whoa, there, Santa! Whoa! Look out! Up there he goes!" And he just, and my mom just did it, you know. And there's no way that they could have rehearsed this. Like, my mom is terrible at that stuff. But right on cue, she went with it, and then my sister was like, "Wow!" And she saw it too. I couldn't see anything, but I swear to Bob, it sounded like a sleigh. Just, you know, it sounded the equivalent of a sleigh hitting my roof. Hitting our roof of the car and just flying upwards. And I thought I heard bells too, like a jingle bell sound. I just remember this vividly as a kid, and I don't remember, I've never been able to explain. Like, there was no snow on the ground. It wasn't like snow coming off the roof of our car. It wasn't a series of branches from a tree. There was no other thing. I mean, not that, you know, there's no other thing it could have, but I really don't know. I'm baffled to this day in 2014. I have no idea what that was. And I don't even know. I haven't even brought it up to anyone in my family for a while. Not that we're ashamed of it, but I don't know. It's baffling. You might say it was a Christmas magical moment. I don't know what to call it, but the point is, it was real to me as a kid, and the mystery is just as real to me in my adult life. So, there you have it, and that little boy ended up being me. So, Merry Yule Log to everyone, and congrats to John Solomon on 25 hours of Christmas magic. Bye!